Morning, guys. Wow, the last day of summer, huh? It is.
Are you serious?
I'm positive.
The 22nd or
Is it the 22nd, huh? Not tomorrow?
well, it could be the
Yeah,
24th.
it doesn't matter. I tell you what, there was a windstorm that went through my house, woke me up all night. It was pretty rough there at my house last night, but I got through it. Well, I have John 14. Verses 15 to the end. That's what I've been assigned. Guys, I spent some time with the Lord last night before I got to here that today, and the Lord gave me very strong instructions as to how I'm supposed to handle His Word. And He made it very clear to me how He wants me to share His Word. So I really want you to listen up as to how he says, I want you to pause because each particular phrase that he said needs to be meditated on. So I really want you to meditate on each particular phrase. He says, if you love me, think about that. If you love me. You will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. I want you to understand when I go through these verses, He keeps saying, we. You ever notice that? The plurality of our God, when He keeps saying, we, that's profound. To me, it is. Because he never brought that Lord never brought that out on the plurality of the Father and the Son. And he makes it so clear because it introduced a whole new, like a, and the personal relationship of the Father to the Son. Think about that and how powerful the plurality of the Father to the Son and the Spirit and how they all work together in their ways to help us. And he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it, the world, neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And he says here, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And he says, yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. And then he says, because I live, you also will live. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me. And you in me. Just got to chew on it. And I in you. Whoever has my commandments, but when I read this, a new revelation came home to me. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And boy, see, that's conditional. Can you see, understand that? And keeps them. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. That's what the Lord's laying out there for you. He it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him. You see how that's he's laying that conditional stuff out there by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us? So he's laying this out. Jesus, how are you going to do this? How are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him. This is a very famous saying. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. and my Father will love him. And here comes the we. Remember I said that earlier? And we will come to him and make our home with him. Oh man, grab that. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Do you guys, do you understand the depth of that? And we will make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Huh? Are you getting that? Does not, I'm telling you, the most important thing that can happen in your life is that he says here, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you will hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Now, what does he mean by that? And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. That I can understand. Okay, now he goes into the next paragraph. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. Okay, now here's the whole big thing. And Jesus is telling his apostles that he says, it's kind of like he's telling them, I don't expect you to remember everything, so I'm going to send you a helper because I'm unloading all these things. But he says, he's telling them in his own way that he doesn't expect them in their finite brains to remember everything that's happening to them. So he says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit that as time goes on, that he's going to help you in the remembrance. So the Holy Spirit's going to do that. Because I know that in these little finite brains, everything that's happening to you, you're going to need help. Just as we need today. Because the Holy Spirit's today. He's for us today. Think about that. We'll bring to remembrance all that I have said. That's deep stuff, guys. To your remembrance, all that I have said to you. And then he says to you, peace. Okay. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Sean Hannity says that every time he goes off the air. Neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. I'm going, and I will come to you. If you love me, why did she say if? You ever think about that? If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. But he says also earlier, he says, I and the Father are one. But then he says also, the Father is greater than I. It's kind of mysterious. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take it, what's it? Have you ever wondered what that word means in that context? That when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. So he's prophesying what's about to happen. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. So he says, now rise, let us go from here. Now, all the way through this, he's making these statements. When he says to bring to the remembrance of all, this statement shows that the divine intervention in the teaching work of the Holy Spirit's teachings, agrees with the teaching of Jesus himself. He will ensure that the words of Jesus will be preserved for the instruction of the church. That's Matthew 24, verse 35. And these promises given to the apostles were fulfilled in the preaching of the apostles and in the completion of the New Testament. They continue to be fulfilled as God's people learn from the inspired scripture. Now, in verse 27, let's take apart the word peace a little bit. It's a common Hebrew salutation used in greeting and a farewell. Jesus, he gives it in a new and deeper sense that appears in the salutations of the New Testament letters. Jesus' peace is a true reconciliation with God, purchased with his death. And for that, we need to go to Acts 10:36. Let's read that. Acts 10:36. Okay. As for the word he sent to Israel, preaching good news of the peace through Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened through all of Judea, beginning from the Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. So the whole thing that is trying to, all these beautiful footnotes, and I'm just wanting people to know that it is very, very important that we get all of these footnotes showing that it's intensely important, all of these things. Now, the one thing that I want everybody to understand is that the fullness of the Word of God is clear and direct. All the way through here, Jesus is constantly showing us is the intense relationship between him and his Father. You go all the way through here and you just see about how can we deepen our relationship between us and the Father? How can we deepen our relationship between us and Jesus? See, the world doesn't understand that. We don't really understand it. I'm in the middle of almost at the tail end of my second read through the Word of God, the whole thing. And I'm doing this. I don't know if I'm probably going to do my third read through starting in January. I don't know if anybody else is doing this. Are you doing that, Tom? The read through the Word of God? It's fun. It is. It's a blast. It's something that I'm having a lot of fun doing. And it's an intensity though, and it brings forth the fullness of what God wants to do in your life, and he makes clear what God wants to do with your life. Okay, I just want you to know that God has got he's totally in control of your life. I was out on Okashi Lake yesterday, and I never know when God's going to show up. But I was coming around the bend, and there was a DNR guy sitting on the right, and I was breaking a law. I didn't pay any attention to one of these buoys, and there's the DNR standing right there. And I got out trying to get out of the boat, couldn't get out of the boat because I'm too fat. And the guy reaches down, oh, there you are, DNR man. And can you help me get out of the boat? And he reaches down with his hand, gets me out of the boat. And I was so grateful that he helped me. So the Lord shows up, he's going to protect me because he wants to give me a ticket for violating it. Stuck his hand out, pulled me out of the boat. My gratefulness eased the pain in his heart against me. And he said, well, I guess I have to just give you a warning. Saved me a bunch of money. Good morning, Bob. The most important thing that we could do is remain in the kindness and the peace of the Lord, because God sends his angels out. And that is going to be reticent. And the presence of the Holy Spirit is always in front of you, because God protects us. Amen. He always protects us whenever we need it. That means there's how old you are or how young you are. My intensity with the Lord and the fullness of what the Lord is doing is always reticent. It's always available. But I'm looking always into this word. God is manifesting himself to me. He makes himself available to me. God is always bringing the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit with me, and he's showing himself to me at all times. The important thing is to keep sensitive. Everybody can, you can understand what I'm saying, being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, right? In your life. How important is that? Very, very important, right? Well, sometimes you have to put away your self-centeredness. I mean, you're always being aware of what it is, and sometimes you have to choose as to what you want to do and what your attitude is, and then whatever God wants you to think or do or say. And sometimes you have to choose, because The Lord was saying, you need to deal with the flesh and the spirit all day long. Flesh and the spirit all day long. Flesh and the spirit all day long. It's like that all day long because it's a component of the soul. One of the things that I've taught you in the past is how to deal with what is your soul? Well, the soul is the mind. Okay, we've been all through that. It's not necessary to go back to that. But so I'm going to make this a little bit short because I've pretty well gotten through with what I wanted to teach this morning. And so I'm just going to say to you guys, be aware of what God is trying to teach us this morning with these beautiful verses of the relationship between the Father and the Son here. He's saying here, whoever does not love me does not keep my words. So the whole key here is to keep his words. And we need to keep his words in front of me. Keep his words in front of you. Keep the Father's words in front of you. So he's saying that when we are sensitive to the words of Jesus Christ, that he will deposit his words, and when needed, they're always there because the Holy Spirit brings them to our remembrance. Amen. Okay, so let's pray. Okay. Father, we're thankful that you're bringing us this message this morning. We're thankful for what you're doing in our lives. So I've got three questions here that are supposed to help you now. And we're careful to give you all the praise. Help us through this fall now as we start in the fall. And we're thankful, Lord, that you're making us all beacons of light unto the perishing. Let us all be beacons of light with your word. And we're careful to give you all the praise of what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.